votes have been recorded. One of you will have to go looking for trouble elsewhere. The group that got the most votes is... For the Love of Mike!
I don't believe it. 2 weeks in a row now. As with the previous week, though, neither Bobby nor Dipper were all that surprised. I don't think I'll ever understand how they can have this much confidence in me. Short and Stoke got third this week, only just being beaten out by Soundwave. With the show done, I needed to get next week's theme. This time, they wanted something energetic. It took us a while to find a good one. The next morning, I went to a convenience store to buy a box of donuts, since none of us really had the energy to cook breakfast. After eating, we got right to work. I excused myself to answer the front door. Standing there was Stuart. I was so stunned to see him, all I could manage to say was, "Hi."
"Wally, can I talk to you?"
"How did you find me here?"
"You're probably not going to believe this, but I've been living in an apartment on the other end of the complex now for the last couple of months."
"You're right. I don't believe it. If that's true, why wait till now to say something to me?"
"Because I didn't know you lived here until I saw you a short while ago. Your yellow music print shorts are kind of hard to miss."
"So what do you want?"
"To talk. I feel like I..."
"I think you made it pretty clear how you felt about me 12 years ago, Stuart. I don't want to hear it."
"Wally, I wasn't laughing at you."
"Uh-huh. Right. I saw you. You were pointing right at the stage and laughing. Look, Stuart, just leave me alone."
"Wally, please, just hear me out. If you're still mad after that, I won't bother you anymore."
"Fine. But make it quick. I need to get back to practicing."
"Thank you. Do you recall if any of the groups that performed that day used props?"
"Honestly, I don't know. I was so busy focusing on getting my own stuff done, I never actually paid attention to the other performers."
"One of the other performers had tripped. He lost control of one of his props and was scrambling to grab it without being seen. In doing so, he actually yanked part of the curtain down and fell over."
"If that's true, why were you the only one laughing?"
"I wasn't the only one. I was just the one you focused on. And I think that was because, with me being your friend, it was my laughter you were hurt by. Everyone in the audience was cracking up over it."
"Give me one reason why I should believe you."
"I have proof."
"Proof?"
"Here, this is a DVD of the performance. I bought it because I figured it was the only way I could ever get you to believe me. It shows what happened backstage."
I took the box without saying a word.
"All right. Well, guess I'll see you later."
"Goodbye, Stuart." Bobby and Dipper came downstairs to see if I was okay, probably because they heard me shouting.
"Wally? Is everything all right?"
"Yeah, everything's fine."
"What's that you're holding?"
"Something that supposedly proves you two were right about what happened at that competition."
"You gonna watch it?"
"I don't know."
"Don't you think you should?"
"I'm not ready to watch it yet."
Bobby and I both looked at each other, knowing what needed to be done. We walked Wally over to the couch.
"Guys, I really don't think I can."
"Sure you can, Wally. And I think we already know what's on it, too. Watching it would put the grudge to rest."
"You think so?"
"We know so. Wally, would it help if we offered to watch it with you?"
"Yeah. Yeah, it would. Thanks, guys."
I took the DVD and put it in our player. It seemed to be a recording of the entire show. We had to fast forward to Wally's performance. Near the end of it was when it happened. There on the screen was exactly what Stuart had been laughing at. Someone tried to pick up a couple of tennis balls that had rolled out onto the stage. Once the curtain got yanked down, we immediately heard the audience crack up. As funny as I found it, I didn't dare laugh. When Wally finished his song, he looked out into the audience angrily, then stormed off the stage.
"He was telling the truth. 12 years I was mad at him, and this whole time it was never me he was laughing at.
Wally...
Birch is never going to let me forget this. I'm the one who convinced him to give Stan another chance. And yet 3 years later, I do the same thing to Stuart.
Wally...
I held on to that anger for 12 years only to learn I was wrong for it. And now I gotta go find where he is, apologize, and pray to God he'll forgive me for being so stupid.
Wally!
What?"
"We know you feel sorry, but Stuart still wants to be your friend.
How do you figure?"
"Oh, come on. Would he have given you that DVD if he didn't?"
"You're probably right. But I need some time to think of what to say to him."
How about I'm sorry?"
"I don't know if I can."
"Well, you can talk to him when we go to Nashville this week."
"That brings up a question, though. Wally, do you still want to compete?"
"We can't back out now. We'd face a whole mess of legal problems if we did."
"He means, can you still put your heart into it?"
"I gave my word, after almost costing us the competition once, that I'd do my best no matter what, and I meant that. I'm not going to let this stop me. But I still feel terrible about what I did."
"There's no doubt in my mind that you'll do everything you're capable of to make things right. We've known you for 15 years, Wally. If there's one thing we've learned about you, it's that you're open and honest with your emotions."
"If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you.
I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out on my sleeve. But I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe. Honesty is such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hardly ever heard, and mostly what I need from you. I can find a lover, I can find a friend, I can have security until the bitter end.
Anyone can comfort me with promises again, I know.
I know.
I know.
When I'm deep inside of me, don't be too concerned. I won't ask for nothing while I'm gone.
But when I want sincerity, tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one that I depend upon.
Honesty. It's such a lonely word. Everyone is so untrue. Honesty is hard.